Next, the relationship of event design to character. Which is more important, plot or character? This debate is as old as the art and specious. We cannot ask which is more important, structure or character, because they're the same thing. Structure is character. Character is structure. One cannot be more important than the other. Yet the argument goes on due to a widely held confusion over two crucial aspects of the fictional role, the difference between character and characterization. Characterization is the sum of all observable qualities of a human being, everything knowable through careful scrutiny, age and IQ, sex and sexuality, style of speech and gesture, choices of home, car and dress, education and occupation, personality and nervosity, values and attitudes. This assemblage of traits is characterization, and done well makes the role unique. But it is not character. True character is expressed in choices under pressure. Deep inside, despite characterization, despite appearances, who is this person really? Is he or she fundamentally honest or a liar? Loving or cruel? Courageous or cowardly? Wise or foolish? Loyal or traitorous? Strong or weak? The only way we come to know characters in depth, to know the truth of who they are, is to witness them make choices under pressure, to take one action or another in the pursuit of their desires. How they choose is who they are. This revelation of true character, in contrast or contradiction to characterization, is fundamental to all fine storytelling. Life teaches this grand principle: what seems is not what is. People are not what they appear to be. When characterization and true character match, when inner life and outer appearance are like a block of cement of one substance, the role becomes a list of repetitious, predictable behaviors. For example, what went wrong with Rambo? In First Blood, he was a compelling character, a Vietnam burnout, a loner hiking through the mountains seeking solitude. Then a sheriff, for no reason other than wickedly high levels of testosterone, provoked him, and out came Rambo, a ruthless and unstoppable killer. But once Rambo came out, he wouldn't go back in. For the sequels, he strapped bandoliers of bullets across his oiled, pumped muscles, coiffed his locks with a red bandana, until superhero characterization and true character merged into a figure with less dimension than a Saturday morning cartoon. Compare that flat pattern to James Bond. 3 seems to be the limit on Rambos, but there's been nearly 20 Bond films. Bond goes on and on because the world delights in the repeated revelation of a deep character that contradicts characterization. Bond enjoys playing the lounge lizard. Dressed in a tuxedo, he graces posh parties, a cocktail glass dangling off his fingertips as he chats up beautiful women. But then story pressure builds, and Bond's choices reveal that underneath this lounge lizard exterior is a thinking man's Rambo. This exposé of witty superhero, in contradiction to playboy characterization, has become a seemingly endless pleasure. Taking the principle further, the revelation of deep character, in contrast or contradiction to characterization, is not only fundamental, but minimal in major characters. Minor roles may or may not need hidden dimensions, but principles must be written in depth. They cannot be at heart what they seem to be at face. And taking the principle further yet, the finest of writing not only reveals true character, but arcs or changes that inner nature, for better or worse, over the course of the telling. This is the play between character and structure seen throughout the history of fiction. First, the story introduces the protagonist's characterization. Home from the university for the funeral of his father, Hamlet has discovered that his uncle has seized the throne and married his mother. Melancholy and confused, Hamlet wishes he were dead. Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt. Second, we're soon led into the heart of the character. His true nature is revealed as he chooses to take one action over another. The ghost of Hamlet's father claims he was murdered by his brother, Hamlet's uncle. The prince's choices expose a highly intelligent and cautious nature, restraining a passionate immaturity. He decides to seek revenge, but not until he can prove the king's guilt. I will speak daggers, but use none. Third, this deep nature is at odds with the outer countenance of the character, contrasting with it, if not contradicting it. We sense that he is not what he appears to be. Hamlet is not merely sad, sensitive, and cautious. Other qualities wait hidden behind his persona. Hamlet, I am but mad north-northwest, and when the wind is southerly, I know a hawk from a handsaw. Fourth, to expose the character's inner nature more profoundly, the story puts greater and greater pressure on him, forcing him to make more and more difficult choices. Hamlet hunts for his father's killer and finds him on his knees in prayer. He could easily kill his uncle now, but Hamlet realizes that if Claudius dies in prayer, his soul might go to heaven. So Hamlet forces himself to wait and kill Claudius when the king's soul is as damned and black as hell whereto it goes. Fifth, by the climax of the story, these choices have profoundly changed the humanity of the character. Hamlet's inner wars, known and unknown, come to an end. His rash impulses reach a peaceful maturity. His lively intelligence ripens into wisdom. The rest is silence. The function of structure is to provide progressively building pressure that forces characters into more and more difficult dilemmas where they must make more and more difficult risk-taking choices and actions, gradually revealing their true natures even down to the unconscious self. The function of character is to provide the story with the necessary qualities of characterization to convincingly act out these choices. Simply put, a character must be credible. Young enough or old enough, worldly or naive, educated or ignorant, witty or dull, generous or selfish, in the right proportions to allow the audience to believe in his or her choices and actions. Plot, as Aristotle noted, is more important than characterization. And any aspect of characterization that undermines the credibility of an action must be sacrificed. But story structure and true character are interlocked, one phenomenon seen from two points of view. The choices that characters make from behind their outer masks simultaneously shape their inner natures and propel the story. From Oedipus Rex to Falstaff, from Zorba the Greek to Thelma and Louise, this is the character structure dynamic of consummate storytelling.